Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. We're reading from Ezekiel chapters 43 through 48 and John chapters 3 and 4. Ezekiel 43 through 48 and John chapters 3 and 4 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. I give glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, my hope, hallelujah, and my healer. He is my all in all, and I hope you're able to say the same thing today. And if you're not, amen. There's no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. Amen. He came that we all might have life, and that more abundantly, not just for the then and there, amen, when we transition into eternity, but also for the here and the now. He is here to change your life completely. And you know, there are times, you know, people look around and the people of God are also going through life circumstances, but not only does he change our lives physically and our emotions and those kind of things, but he changes our perception of things because he is with us always. He never forsakes us. We have an inheritance with him. Glory to God. And a declaration from him that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. No weapon, none of them, no matter what's going on in our lives. Amen. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And we give glory and honor to the Lord because his word also declares that he is not a man that he should lie. And every word of the Lord, amen, it is true. And every promise is yes and amen for each and every one of us. Amen. If you have a yes on your lips, God has already declared his promises. Amen or yay and amen for you. Glory to God. We honor him today. We give him glory and we give him praise. I honor him. I give him glory and I give him praise today. Amen. I think the song was going through my mind even before I came into the broadcast this evening. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. It's just you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Glory to God. I give him glory and I give him honor. Amen. Let's pray. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks, oh God, and giving you praise because you are worthy. Oh, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for us. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we give glory to our strong creator on today. We give glory to our great physician. We give glory, Lord God, to your majesty and your sovereignty on today. We give glory to the true and the living God, the God Almighty, God, oh, my God, omniscient, God, all-knowing, all-seeing, and omnipresent God. We give you glory on today and honor. Lord God, we honor you. Hallelujah, we honor you today, Lord God, because you are worthy of so much more than we are able to give. So we give you, Lord God, the praise. We give you the glory and we give you the honor, the best that we know how. We're even asking, Lord God, as we come before us, that you teach us, as we come before you, that you teach us, Lord God, to give better. Lord God, give better praise, better honor, and better glory to you, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, to teach us the ways of your salvation, Lord God, the ways of your strength, Lord God, because you are our strength on today. You are our way maker, Lord God. Hallelujah. There is no way for us to make it through this life unscathed without your spirit. There's just no way. Oh, because the enemy is just fiercely coming against us to take us down and to make sure that we join him in his eternal damnation.
Oh, Lord, but we are determined to seek life, to seek after peace in all things and in all ways. Help us today, Lord God. Help us, Lord, that these are not just mere words coming out of our mouths, Lord, but this is a prayer from our heart, Lord God, that we leave this place and transition directly into your arms, directly into glory, Lord God. Oh, bless us, heal us, and deliver us on today. Oh, Lord God, you see everyone, every circumstance that each and every person, Lord God, is enduring. You see them in their valleys, Lord. You see them on their mountains. And you are God in the valley and God on the mountains. Move in each and every one. Oh, Lord God, even right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what we have need of, Lord, in every segment of our lives, in every phase of our lives. You know what we have need of, Lord God. You know what we need to stand. You know what we need to be encouraged. You know what we need to continue to praise. You know what we need to be a good witness. You know, oh God, what we have need of. Oh, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that you will supply all of our need according to your riches and glory. We give you glory, oh God, today because you are God and there is no other. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, your love, your kindness, and your grace. Oh, your unmerited favor, we give you glory today. Oh, Lord God, as we come before you, Lord God, in the reading of your word, we're asking, Lord God, that you move in the midst of us right now. Open our minds and our hearts to receive from your spirit, Lord God. Open us up, Lord God, and purge us of all sin of commission or omission, no matter what it is, Lord God. It's sin and all sin, Lord God. All sin is worthy of death. Oh, Lord God, and we ask you that you purge us, Lord God. Purge us of all sin, Lord God. Purge us of error, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Purge us of those things, Lord God, and breathe life into us, Lord God. Breathe hope into us. Breathe peace into us. Bring into us, Lord God. Refresh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Send a refreshing, Lord God, in the midst of us, in the name of Jesus. Send forth a refreshing, oh God. Bless your people everywhere, Lord God, all your teachers and preachers and evangelists, apostles, Lord God, prophets, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen and keep each and every one. Lift up the heads of your people, Lord God. Oh, Lord, you are truly the Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle, Lord God. Wage war for your people in this hour, Lord God, and uplift the church, Lord God, uplift the hearts that are down, those that are working fiercely, Lord God, in the kingdom, and it seems as though, Lord God, the fruit is small, but Lord, you, oh God, you are God over it all, Lord Jesus. Move, Lord God, even right now in the name of Jesus. Bless, heal, and deliver in this hour, oh God. Bless, heal, and deliver in this hour. Bless, heal, and deliver in this hour, Lord. See those that are discouraged. See those that don't know you at all, Lord God. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, let your salvation go forth, Lord God, with your mighty hand and bring your people in. Lift them up, Lord God, and refresh. Oh, Lord God, repair, restore, regenerate, revive, renew. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name today, Lord. We bless your name. We bless your name, Lord God. We give you honor, oh, God, and we give you praise. Oh, Lord, and the glory is all yours. And our hallelujah, my hallelujah, belongs to you and to you alone in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And then I'm reading, and you will be hearing from Ezekiel chapters 43 through 48. Amen. As we end up Ezekiel and go into John, I will let you know when that break comes in. Otherwise, we read straight through. God bless you. I hope you have your Bibles ready and notes, amen, to be taken. Glory to God. Amen. I'm asking the Lord to speak to your heart, even as we read the word and give you revelations directly from his throne in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So many times we read the word and we don't even ask God to
to give us a revelation, even for this hour, amen. You, all of these things were written for our admonition, amen, for our instruction. So there is a reason for us to understand those things of old, even today, amen. Lord, give us revelations directly from your throne. Give us insight, amen, from your spirit. He told Amos, amen, that he reveals his secrets to his prophets. Glory to God. And we're looking for the Lord to reveal his secrets on today and uplift us in his spirit and give us knowledge and understanding, amen, and a spirit of obedience to go forward, amen, in his will and in his way, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 43-48, afterward he brought me to the gate that faces toward the east, and behold, the glory of God, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. His voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory. It was like the appearance of a vision which I saw, like the vision which I saw when I came to destroy the city. The visions were like the visions which I saw by the river Shebar. And I fell on my face, and the glory of the Lord came into the temple by way of the gate which faces toward the east. The Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the temple. Then I heard him speaking to me from the temple while a man stood beside me, and he said to me, "Son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. No more shall the house of Israel defile my holy name. They nor their kings by their harlotry or with the carcasses of their kings on their high places. When they set their threshold on my threshold and their doorpost on my doorpost, with a wall between them and me, they defiled my holy name by the abominations which they committed. Therefore, I have consumed them in my anger. Now let them put their harlotry and the carcasses of their kings far away from me, and I will dwell in their midst forever. Son of man, describe the temple to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. And if they are ashamed of all that they have done, make known to them the design of the temple and its arrangement, its exits and its entrances, its entire design, and all its ordinances, all its forms, and all its laws. Write it down in their sight, so that they may keep its whole design and all its ordinances and perform them. This is the law of the temple. The whole area surrounding the mountaintop is most holy. Behold, this is the law of the temple. These are the measurements of the altar in cubits. The cubit is 1 cubit and a half breadth. The base, 1 cubit high and 1 cubit wide, with a rim all around its edge of 1 span. This is the height of the altar, from the base of the altar to the lower ledge, 2 cubits at the width of the ledge, 1 cubit from the smaller ledge to the larger ledge, 4 cubits, and the width of the ledge, 1 cubit. The altar hearth is 4 cubits high, with 4 horns extending upward from the hearth. The altar hearth is 12 cubits long, 12 wide, square at its 4 corners. The ledge, 14 cubits long and 14 wide on its 4 sides, with a rim of 0.5 cubit around it. Its base, 1 cubit all around, and its steps face toward the east. And he said to me, "Son of man, thus says the Lord God, these are the ordinances for the altar on the day when it is made, for sacrificing burnt offerings on it, and for sprinkling blood on it. You shall give a young bull for sin offering to the priests, the Levites, who are of the seed of Zadok, who approach me to minister to me, says the Lord God. You shall take some of its blood and put it on the 4 horns of the altar, on the 4 corners of the ledge, and on the rim around it. Thus you shall cleanse it and make atonement for it. Then you shall also take the bull of sin offering and burn it on the appointed place of the temple outside the sanctuary. On the second day you shall offer a kid of the goats without blemish for a sin offering, and they and they shall cleanse the altar as they cleansed it with the bull. When you have finished cleansing it, you shall offer a young bull without blemish and a ram from the flock without blemish. When you offer them before the Lord, priests shall throw salt on them, and they will offer them up as a burnt offering to the Lord. Every day for 7 days you shall prepare a goat for a sin offering. They shall also prepare a young bull and a ram from the flock, both without blemish. 7 days they shall make atonement for the altar and purify it, and so consecrate it. When these days are over, it shall be on the eighth day and thereafter that the priest shall offer your burnt offerings and your peace offerings on the altar, and I will accept you, says the Lord God. Then he brought me back to the outer gate of the sanctuary, which faces toward the east, but it was shut. And the Lord said to me, this gate shall be shut. It shall not be opened, and no man shall enter by it, because the Lord God of Israel has entered by it. Therefore, it shall be shut. As for the prince, because he is the prince, he may sit in it to eat bread before the Lord. He shall enter by way of the vestibule of the gateway and go out the same way. Also, he brought me by way of the north gate to the front of the temple. So I looked, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord, and I fell on my face. And the Lord said to me, son of man, mark well, see with your eyes and hear with your ears all that I say to you concerning all the ordinances of the house of the Lord and all its laws. Mark well who may enter the house and all who go out from the sanctuary. Now say to the rebellious, to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, O house of Israel, let us have no more of all your abominations. When you brought in foreigners, uncircumcised in heart and uncircumcised in flesh, to be in my sanctuary, to defile it, my house, and when you offered my food, the fat and the blood, then they broke the covenant because of all your abominations. And you have not kept charge of my holy things. But you have set others to keep charge of my sanctuary for you. Thus says the Lord God, no foreigner, uncircumcised in heart or uncircumcised in flesh, shall enter my sanctuary, including any foreigner who is among the children of Israel. And the Levites went far from me when Israel went astray, who strayed away from me after their idols. They shall bear their iniquity. Yet they shall be ministers in my sanctuary as gatekeepers of the house and ministers of the house. They shall slay the burnt offering and the sacrifice of the people, and they shall stand before them to minister to them, because they ministered to them before their idols and caused the house of Israel to fall into iniquity. Therefore I have raised my hand in an oath against them, says the Lord God. They shall bear their iniquity, and they shall not come near me to minister to me as priests, nor come near any of my holy things, nor into the most holy place, but they shall bear their shame and their abominations which they have committed. Nevertheless, I will make them keep charge of the temple for all its work and for all that has to be done in it. But the priests, the Levites, and the sons of Zadok, who kept charge of my sanctuary when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near me to minister to me, and they shall stand before me to offer me the fat and the blood, says the Lord God. They shall enter my sanctuary, and they shall come near my table to minister to me, and they shall keep, and it shall be whenever they enter the gates of the inner court that they shall put on linen garments. No wool shall come upon them while they minister within the gates of the inner court or within the house. They shall have linen turbans on their heads and linen trousers on their bodies. They shall not clothe themselves with anything that causes sweat. When they go out to the outer court, to the people, they shall take off their garments in which they have ministered, leave them in the holy chambers, and put on other garments. And in their holy garments they shall not sanctify the people. They shall neither shave their heads nor let their hair grow long, but they shall keep their hair well trimmed. No priest shall drink wine when he enters the inner court. They shall not take a wife, a widow, or a divorced woman, but take virgins of the descendants of the house of Israel or widows of priests. They shall teach my people the difference between holy and the unholy, and cause them to discern between unclean and the clean. In controversy, they shall stand as judges and judge it according to my judgments. They shall keep my laws and my statutes in all my appointed meetings, and they shall hallow my Sabbaths. They shall not defile themselves by coming near a dead person. Only for father or mother, for son or daughter, for brother or unmarried sister may they defile themselves. After he is cleansed, they shall count 7 days for him. And on the day that he goes to the sanctuary to minister in the sanctuary, he must offer his sin offering in the inner court, says the Lord. It shall be in regard to their inheritance that I am their inheritance. You shall give them no possession in Israel, for I am their possession. They shall eat the grain offering, the sin offering. They shall eat the grain offering, the sin offering, and the trespass offering. Every dedicated thing in Israel shall be theirs. The best of all the first fruits of any kind and every sacrifice of any kind from all your sacrifices shall be the priest. Also, you shall give to the priest the first of your ground meal to cause a blessing to rest on your house. The priest shall not eat anything, bird or beast, that died naturally or was torn by wild beasts. Moreover, when you divide the land by lot into inheritance, you shall set apart a district for the Lord, a holy section of the land. Its length shall be 25,000 cubits and width 10,000. It shall be holy throughout its territory all around. Of this, there shall be a square plot for the sanctuary, 500 by 500 rods, with 50 cubits around it for open space. So this is the district you shall measure, 25,000 cubits long and 10,000 wide. In it shall be the sanctuary, the most holy place. It shall be a holy section of the land belonging to the priests, the ministers of the sanctuary who come near to minister to the Lord. It shall be a place for their houses and the holy place for the sanctuary. An area 25,000 cubits long and 10,000 wide shall belong to the Levites, the ministers of the temple. They shall have 20 chambers as a possession. You shall appoint as the property of the city an area 5,000 cubits wide and 25,000 adjacent to the district of the holy section. It shall belong to the whole house of Israel. The prince shall have a section of one side and the other of the holy district and the city's property, and bordering on the holy district and the city's property, extending westward on the west side and eastward on the east side. The length shall be side by side with one of the tribal portions from the west border to the east border. The land shall be his possession in Israel, and my princes shall no more oppress my people, but they shall give rest of the land. They shall give the rest of the land to the house of Israel according to their tribes. Thus says the Lord God, enough, O princes of Israel, remove violence and plundering, execute justice and righteousness, and stop dispossessing my people, says the Lord God. You shall have honest scales, an honest ephod, and an honest bath. The ephod and the bath shall be of the same measure, so that the bath contains one-tenth of a homer, and the ephod one-tenth of a homer. Their measure shall be according to the homer. The shekel shall be 20 gerahs, 20 shekels, 25 shekels, and 15 shekels shall be your mina. This is the offering which you shall offer. You shall give one-sixth of an ephah from a homer of wheat and one-sixth of an ephah from a homer of barley. The ordinance concerning oil. The bath of oil is one-tenth of a bath, the homer or 10 baths. For 10 baths are a homer. And one lamb shall be given from a flock of 200 from the richest pastures of Israel. These shall be for grain offerings, burnt offerings, and peace offerings, to make atonement for them, says the Lord God. All the people of the land shall give this offering for the prince in Israel. Then it shall be the prince's part to give burnt offerings, grain offerings, drink offerings, at the feasts, the new moons, the Sabbaths, and at all the appointed seasons of the house of Israel. He shall prepare the sin offering, grain offering, the burnt offering, the peace offerings to make atonement for all the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, in the first month, on the first day of the month, you shall take a young bull without blemish and cleanse the sanctuary. The priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering and put it on the doorposts of the temple, on the four corners of the ledge of the altar, on the gateposts of the gate of the inner court. And so you shall do on the seventh day of the month. For everyone who has sinned unintentionally or in ignorance, thus you shall make atonement for the temple. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, you shall observe Passover and a feast of 7 days. Unleavened bread shall be eaten. And on that day, the prince shall prepare for himself and for all the people of the land a bull for a sin offering. On the 7 days of the feast, he shall prepare a burnt offering to the Lord, 7 bulls and 7 rams without blemish daily for 7 days, and a kid of the goats daily for a sin offering. And he shall prepare a grain offering of 1 ephah for each bull and 1 ephah for each ram, together with a hin of oil for each ephah. In the 7th month, on the 15th day of the month, at the feast, he shall do likewise for 7 days, according to the sin offering, the burnt offering, the grain offering, and the oil. Says the Lord God, the gateway of the inner court that faces toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be open, and on the day of the new moon it shall be open. The prince shall enter by way of the vestibule of the gateway from the outside and stand by the gatepost. The priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offering. He shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go out, but the gate shall not be shut until evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the entrance of this gateway before the Lord on the Sabbath and on the new moon. The burnt offering that the prince offers to the Lord on the Sabbath day shall be 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. And the grain offering shall be 1 ephah for a ram, and the grain offering for lambs as much as he wants to give, as well as a hin of oil with every ephah. On the day of the new moon it shall be a young bull without blemish, 6 lambs, and a ram they shall be without blemish. He shall prepare a grain offering of 1 ephah for a bull, an ephah for a ram, and as much as he wants to give for the lambs, and a hin of oil for every ephah. When the prince enters, he shall go in the way of the vestibule of the gateway and go out the same way. When the people of the land come before the Lord on the appointed feast, whoever enters by way of the north gate to worship shall go out by way of the south gate, and whoever enters by way of the south gate shall go out by way of the north gate. He shall not return by way of the gate through which he came, but shall go through the opposite gate. The prince shall then be in their midst. When they go in, he shall go in, and when they go out, he shall go out. At the festivals and the appointed feast days, the grain offering shall be 1 ephah for a bull, 1 ephah for a ram, as much as he wants to give for the lambs, and 1 hin of oil for every ephah. Now when the prince makes a voluntary burnt offering or voluntary peace offering to the Lord, the gate that's east shall then be open for him, and he shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offering as he did on the Sabbath day. Then he shall go out, and after he goes out, the gate shall be shut. You shall daily make a burnt offering to the Lord of a lamb of the first year without blemish. You shall prepare it every morning, and you shall prepare a grain offering with it every morning, 1/6 of an ephah and 1/3 of a hin of oil to moisten the fine flour. This grain offering is a perpetual ordinance to be made regularly to the Lord. Thus they shall prepare the lamb at the grain offering and the oil as a regular burnt offering every morning. Thus says the Lord God, if the prince gives a gift of some of his inheritance to any of his sons, it shall belong to his sons. It is their possession by inheritance. But if he gives a gift of some of his inheritance to one of his servants, it shall be his until the year of liberty, after which it shall return to the prince. But his inheritance shall belong to his sons. It shall become theirs. Moreover, the prince shall not take any of the people's inheritance by evicting them from their property. He shall provide an inheritance for his sons from his own property, so that none of my people may be scattered from his Now he brought me through the entrance, which was at the side of the gate, into the holy chambers of the priests, which faced toward the north. And there a place was situated at their extreme western end. And he said to me, this is the place where the priests shall boil the trespass offering and the sin offering, and where they shall bake the grain offering, so that they do not bring them out into the outer court to sanctify the people. Then he brought me out into the outer court and caused me to pass by the four corners of the court. And in fact, in every corner of the court, there was another court. And in the four corners of the court were enclosed courts, 40 cubits long and 30 wide. All four corners were the same size. There was a row of stone, there was a row of building stones all around in them, all around the four of them. And cooking hearths were made under the rows of stones all around. And he said to me, these are the kitchens where the ministers of the temple shall boil the sacrifices of the people. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the front of the temple faced the east. The water was flowing from under the right of the altar. He brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gateway that faces east, and there was water running out of the right side. And when the man went out to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The water came up to my ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The water came up to my knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The water came up to my waist. Again, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep, water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed. He said to me, son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river. When I returned there, along the bank of the river, were very many trees on one side and the other. And he said to me, this water flows toward the eastern region, goes down into the valley, and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed. And it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the river goes will live. There will be a great multitude of fish because these waters go there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes. It shall be that fishermen will stand by it from En-Gedi to En-Eglaim. They will be places for spreading their nets. Their fish will be of the same kinds of the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many, but its swamps and marshes will not be healed. They will be given over to salt. Along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month because their water flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for good food. Their fruit will be, and their leaves for medicine. Thus says the Lord God, these are the borders by which you shall divide the land as an inheritance among the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph shall have two portions. You shall inherit it equally with one another. For I raise my hand in an oath and give it to your fathers, and this land shall fall to you as your inheritance. This shall be the border of the land on the north, from the great sea by the road of Heshbon on one side to Zedad, Hamath, Berothah, Sibram, which is between the border of Damascus and the border of Hamath, to Hazar Hatakan, which is on the border of Harub. Thus the border shall be from the sea to Hazar Enan, the border of Damascus, and as for the north, northward, it is the border of Hamath. This is the north side. On the east side you shall mark out the border from between Harun and Damascus, and between Gilead and the land of Israel, along the Jordan, and along the eastern side of the sea. This is the east side. The south side, toward the south, shall be from Tamar to the waters of Meribah by Kadesh, along the brook to the great sea. This is the south side boundary until one comes to the point opposite Hamath. This is the west side.
Thus you shall divide this land among yourselves according to the tribes of Israel. It shall be that you will divide it by lot as an inheritance for yourselves and for the strangers who dwell among you and who bear children among you. They shall be to you as native born among the children of Israel. They shall have an inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. And it shall be that in whatever tribe the stranger dwells, there you shall give him an inheritance, says the Lord God. Now these are the names of the tribes from the northern border along the road to Hethlon, to the entrance of Hamath, to Hazar Enon, the border of Damascus northward, to the direction of Hamath. There shall be one section for Dan, from its east to its west side, by the border of Dan, from the east side to the west, one section for Asher, by the border of Asher, from the east side to the west, one section for Naphtali, from the border of Naphtali to the east side of the west, one section for Manasseh, from the border of Manasseh, from the east side to the west, one section for Ephraim, by the border of Ephraim, from the east side to the west, one section for Reuben, by the border of Reuben, from the east side to the west, one section for Judah, by the border of Judah, from the east side to the west, shall be the district which you shall set apart, 25,000 cubits in width, and in length the same as one of the other portions, from the east side to the west, with the sanctuary in the center. The district that you shall set apart for the Lord shall be 25,000 cubits in length and 10,000 in width. To these, to the priests, the holy district shall belong. On the north, 25,000 cubits in length. On the west, 10,000 in width. On the east, 10,000 in width. And on the south, 25,000 in length. The sanctuary of the Lord shall be in the center. It shall be for the priests of the sons of Zadok, who are sanctified, who have kept my charge, who did not go astray when the children of Israel went astray, as the Levites went astray. And this district of land that is set apart shall be to them a thing most holy by the borders of the Levites. Opposite the borders of the priests, the Levites shall have an area 25,000 cubits in length and 10,000 in width. Its entire length shall be 25,000 and its width 10,000. They shall not sell or exchange of any of it. They shall not alienate this best part of the land, for it is holy to the Lord. The 5,000 cubits in width that remain along the edge of the 25,000 shall be for general use by the city for dwellings and common land, and the city shall be in the center. These shall be its measurements: the north side, 4,500 cubits; the east side, 4,500, and the west side, 4,500. The common land of the city shall be to the north 250 cubits, to the south 250, to the north 250, and to the west 250. The rest of the length alongside the district of the holy section shall be 10,000 cubits to the east and 10,000 to the west. It shall be adjacent to the district of the holy section. And its produce shall be food for the workers of the city. The workers of the city from all the tribes of Israel shall cultivate it. The entire district shall be 25,000 cubits by 25,000 cubits, four square. You shall set apart the holy district with the property of the city. The rest shall belong to the prince, one on one side and on the other side of the holy district, and the city's property, next to the 25,000 cubits of holy district as far as the eastern border, and western and westward, next to the 25,000 as far as the western border, adjacent to the tribal portions, it shall belong to the prince. It shall be a holy district, and the sanctuary of the temple shall be in the center. Moreover, apart from the possession of the Levites and the possession of the city which are in the midst of what belongs between the border of Judah and the border of Benjamin shall belong to the prince. As for the rest of the tribes, from the east side to the west, Benjamin shall be one section by the border of Benjamin, from the east side to the west. Simeon shall have one section by the border of Simeon, from the east side to the west. Issachar shall have one section by the border of Issachar, from the east side to the west. Zebulun shall have one section by the border of Zebulun from the east side to the west. Gad shall have one section by the border of Gad on the east, on the south side toward the south. The border shall be from Tamar to the waters of Meribah by Kadesh along the brook to the great sea. This is the land which you shall divide by lot as an inheritance among the children of Israel. And these are their portions, says the Lord God. These are the exits of the city on the north side, measuring 4,500 cubits. The gates of the city shall be named after the tribes of Israel. The three gates northward, one gate for Reuben, one gate for Judah, one gate for Levi. On the east side, 4,500 cubits, three gates, one gate for Joseph, one gate for Benjamin, one gate for Dan. On the south side, measuring 4,500 cubits, three gates. One gate for Simeon, one gate for Issachar, one gate for Zebulun. On the west side, 4,500 cubits with their three gates, one gate for Gad, one gate for Asher, and one gate for Naphtali. All the way around shall be 18,000 cubits, and the name of the city from that day shall be The Lord is There. Jehovah Shammah. Glory to God. Amen. I've read and you have heard from Ezekiel chapters 43 through 48. We are entering into the book of John. Amen. And we're reading from the chapters 3 and 4. Glory to God. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a good teacher come from you. We know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter. That is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does truth comes to the light, that his deeds may clearly be seen that they have been done in God. After these things, Jesus and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and there he remained with them and baptized. Now John also baptizing in Aenon near Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. for John had not yet been thrown into prison. Then there arose a dispute between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purification. And they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He comes from above. He comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, and he testifies, and no one receives his testimony. He who has received his testimony has certified that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God does not give the Spirit by measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hands. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life. And he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. For when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself did not baptize but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee, but he needed to go through Samaria. So he came to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, Give me a drink. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, Give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered and said to her, Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water into everlasting life. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water, that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw. Jesus said to her, Go, call your husband and come here. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, You have well said, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband, and that you spoke truly. And the woman said to him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship. Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You will worship what you do not know. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. And at this point, his disciples came, and they marveled that he talked with a woman, yet no one said, What do you seek, or why are you talking to her? The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came to him. In the meantime, his disciples urged him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. Therefore, his disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him anything to eat? And Jesus said to him, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say there are still 4 months? Do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I to reap that which you have not labored, others have labored, and you have entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of the city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified. He told me of all I ever did. So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days, and many more believed because of his word. Then they said to the woman, now we believe, not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that indeed, the Christ, the Savior of the world. Glory to God. Now after the 2 days, he departed from there and went to Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things he did in Jerusalem at the feast, for they also had gone to the feast. So Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick, Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and implored him to come and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, unless you see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe. The nobleman said to him, sir, come down before my son dies. Jesus said to him, go your way, your son lives. So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, your son lives. Then he inquired of them the hour when he got better, and they said to him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at that same hour in which Jesus said to him, your son lives. And he himself believed, and his whole household. This again is the second sign Jesus did when he came out of Judea into Galilee. Amen. I have read and you have heard from Ezekiel chapters 43 through 48 and John chapters 3 and 4. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to remind you, amen, of the passage that was read in chapter 3 when Nicodemus, one of the Pharisees, came and inquired of Jesus by night. Amen. And the Lord began to express to him, amen, some kingdom words. Amen. That you must be born again. Hallelujah. Every one of us must be born again. He told Nicodemus that what is born of flesh, amen, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. And he told him not to marvel. Don't be surprised, because I tell you that you must be born again. Amen. Each and every one of us, just as Nicodemus and just as the Lord spoke to Nicodemus, all of us must be born again. And no, the Lord wasn't being foolish when he said those words. One cannot enter into his mother's womb again. Amen. That is what was expressed by Nicodemus. But the Lord further explained to him that that is born of flesh is flesh, but that is born of the spirit is spirit. Glory to God. You must be born again. Your spirit must be born again. It must be renewed. Glory to God. And born again, you will be born into the kingdom of God as a babe. You will grow into a child and become mature in the spirit of God because of that for being born again. Glory to God. Amen. You must be born again. That is the salvation that Jesus came to bring each and every man, a new birth. Amen. We have a rebirth day when we're born again. Glory to God. Every servant of God Almighty has two birthdays. Amen. Our fleshly birthday when we were born of the flesh, and then our natural, then our spirit birthday when we were born of the spirit. Two birthdays, our birthday and our rebirth day. Amen. Can you testify of your rebirth day on today? Amen. Were you born again? If you were not, amen, Jesus is the only way, amen, to be reborn, to be revived, renewed, regenerated, restored in the presence of God Almighty, in the presence of the Father. There's no way to the Father except by him. And we cannot come into salvation any other way. Jesus is the door. He's the entrance. He is the only way to be reborn, to be born again. Amen. The disciples testified to those very things, amen, when they received the Spirit of God in the book of Acts. He told when the men and brethren asked, what must we do to be born again? He told them they must repent first, amen, and that means to turn away from those godly deeds, never to do them again, amen. We're turning our back on those things. We're doing a 180, amen, and turning in the direction of God Almighty, that his standard be our standard, that his way be our way, that his work be our work, that this relationship be ours with God. Amen. We were always intended to be in relationship, amen, with our Creator, with our Lord, and with our Savior, with our Keeper, with our hope. We were always intended to be in relationship. And when we are born into the Spirit, we renewed, we are being reborn into that relationship, amen, so that we can speak a word and the Lord hears us. So we know he reigns on the just as well as the unjust, but those that know the Lord, amen, have an inheritance that the unjust do not have. Glory to God, amen. His name is Jesus, and the word says whosoever shall call upon his name, they shall be saved, amen. And to further go forth into the words of those Peter, amen, that the words that he spoke to the people in Jerusalem, amen, when they asked men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? And he told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord wants to dwell with you on today. Amen. He wants to renew, revive, restore your life and your circumstances. He wants to change your perception and cause you to see things in a different way. Amen. And cause you to see things in a higher capacity. Glory to God. You'll be able to see things higher. Amen. So many times we have such base thoughts. Amen. But the thoughts of the Lord, they are high thoughts. And he will allow us to see his thoughts. Amen. When we become sons of God. When you are born again, you become a son of God. And I'm okay being a woman and being called the son of God. Glory to God. It means that we are the fruit of God. We are of his righteousness. Glory to God. Of his righteousness, not our own. I give glory and honor to the Lord today. Amen. Say yes to the Lord. Say yes to Jesus. Amen. He is pursuing after you, hard after you, as a matter of fact. He loves you so much that he doesn't want you to miss this great gift, amen, that he has given to all humanity, amen, to all of humanity. And he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance, so that you might receive this second birth, this rebirthday, because we must be born again. Each and every one of us. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing, amen, to your life even right now. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.